This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I don't know why he's there. I don't know. You're asking us? I don't know why. Stukes and Bell. Our buddy Zach Klein over at WSB says, per NFL sources, the very first day of Falcons, voluntary. I said involuntary earlier. Right. Voluntary. There's voluntary and then there's mandatory. Voluntary workouts. Kirk Cousins is with the team. Why? I mean, I thought you wanted out. I thought you wanted to. be a starter. I thought you wanted to go somewhere else. Look, Mr. Blank told us, Kirk, you had him on the phone for an hour. He said he took notes. Why are you at voluntary workouts when you don't have to be?
Well, I would say, knowing Kirk Cousins, it's about money. And again, guys, Randy McMichael, of course, played in the NFL for over a decade. Talked about this on Andy Rende, but in the NFL, some contracts include a workout bonus for attending voluntary, not just mandatory, but voluntary, because mandatory is mandatory. Again, if you're a youngster under the age of 20, the difference between voluntary and mandatory. But anyway, in the case of the voluntary offseason workouts, OTAs, bonuses, often substantial amounts. In some cases, Carl, can be upwards of $750,000 to $1 million, part of your contract total, and you would forfeit that if you don't typically meet 80% attendance. So if nothing else, this was there for perhaps that component of his contract, presuming it's in there. How's that?
He don't need it. Kirk, I'm telling you, dude, he's gotten more money than anybody over the last decade in the National Football League.
What is he, Gordon Gekko? How many yachts can you water ski
behind? I'm just saying, you're telling me that he was sitting at home and all of a sudden he said, you know what, honey? We need this extra $750. I'm going to go ahead and show up, even though I don't want to be there.
Maybe
I'm
he got two kids, Carl. Maybe he just wants to be out the house.
Hey. That may be true.
I don't care how rich you are. If I got to drive down I-20 or go for him, it'd be from wherever he's living in the suburbs. Yeah, 20-minute drive to go pick up a chunk of $750, if that's what it is.
Well, this is one of many voluntary workouts
in other words,
they will have.
80% to 90% attendance, depending on the contract, is how you make sure you get your full contract. Yeah. If you don't, you don't make all your guaranteed contract. If you don't show up for part of the contract, you're supposed to be doing.
They just cut a $10 million check for him.
Right.
So we could hold on to him. I'm just telling you. Like that, if that's the reasoning, Mike, mm-hmm. And you may be exactly right. Maybe Randy's right. I don't know how his contract is structured.
No, I'm just saying, that could be in his contract. Might not be.
Right. Yeah, beyond
but
what we
know.
But that's
the only reason I would think he'd be there, based on how he's conducted himself the last 5 months or 4 months.
Or is he trying to get back in our good graces?
Yes. Well, Eddie Haskell. Sure is a great day to be here at camp, Mr. Coach Morris. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Look, if they can't find – the other part of this is the Falcons will look like a bunch of idiots, but maybe they will just simply have him on the roster because a $45 million walking out the door is stupid as it is, but $45 million as a backup is slightly less than at least the service rendered. So maybe they are prepared to go down this road that you and I have said they never would.
The reason why I say that is because Kirk Cousins is also very aware of the public perception and how things have happened over the last few months and how he's been perceived. And he may, and he hasn't told this story, and I don't know if he will, Mike, because nobody's talked to him.
Right.
But maybe at some point he tells a story about, hey, you know, this is what happened, this is where it went wrong, and I hate that it happened. He hadn't said any of this. Hey, Atlanta, I'm sorry. Yeah.
He's walked it back.
Nothing. But by showing up for voluntary workouts, maybe, and I'm saying that, I don't know if that's the case, but maybe he's like, you know what, I don't have to do this. I do want out, but I'm going to do it because it's the right thing to do, and maybe, you know, that'll be appreciated by folks who've been saying some things about me. I don't know. Either way, that has happened today, and I find it interesting that he showed up when he absolutely didn't have to. All right, 404-726-0929. By the way, Bijan was there, but I expect Bijan to be there.
Yeah, man, he's legit. Unlike Kirk. Yeah, man.
No, you are.
I knew you'd have it right there.
You are.
Bijan Mustardson. Yeah, the thing about Kirk, real quick before we get to the talk some college and dogs, you and I have debated this. We've talked about it with ex-pros. Does it matter to the guys in that locker room? Do they simply go, that's just Kirk's a goofy dude? You know that Kirk? He is one goofy SOB. And do you care that he said that he was, or the way he represented his health status? Maybe they care, maybe they don't. I don't know.
Guy says, Dukes, he's trying to get his swag surf card back.
I believe that is not being refunded.
I know. I mean, look, I don't know if that's what he's trying to do. Either way, I just find that interesting, man. Like, if I wanted out somewhere, if you're quitting a job, you don't show up on a random day when you're not required to be there.
I'm just going to go with my first, my spidey sense is contractually obligated to perform a certain amount of attendance and mandatory to get his piece of the pie.
All right.
Is that Costanza over there?
404-726-0929. All right,
maybe Kirk leaves his car in the parking lot like Costanza did at Yankee Stadium, so they think he's there.
Scared. Yeah.
Earned that part.
Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Or didn't you quit?
What a good bit that is. But that's how I feel. I just feel like, Mike, if you were not going to be here at the radio station and it was a voluntary day, my guess is you wouldn't be here. That's my guess, but I don't know.
Well, and George Prince hits us up on Twitter and says the quarterback show, he's part of it again, right?
What's that?
Isn't Kirk Cousins part of quarterbacks? So there he is doing his due diligence. I'm off to work at Falcons camp.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to the things I said at the Super Bowl or I said in weeks 11 through 14.
Wouldn't that be like the extended version at this point? The season would cut off at the end of the season, though, right?
It would have. Yeah,
guess,
it should have. All right.
Just the extra stuff that'd be kind of good.
Hey, let's talk about some dogs. And this is what's getting very interesting about one particular dog. Let's get into it. Is Mykel hurt or not? I'm not trying to put bad information out there. Mike talked about it yesterday. There are concerns that he has not been able to work out to his full capacity in this process of evaluating him. Okay, that's fine. You could simply say, like so many of these other potential draft picks, turn on the tape. He's a player. We're going to draft him. Mike, sometimes, though, when you get into a situation right before the draft, it hurts your stock. And all of a sudden now, could we be talking about Mykel falling?
Right. Now, if you want to drop down, again, the only way, guys, we can ever make it work, and I think the last time we were perceived to be trying to trade down was the A.J. Terrell season. We were fine, obviously, staying there at 16. We got a good guy. But in the case of Mykel Williams, could you trade down and get him? Because his stock may fall because, amongst other things that's been written, Albert Breer, a Monday Morning Quarterback, said that Mykel Williams had just a so-so workout last week and told teams he wasn't at his best because an ankle injury from the fall hampered him a little. So that's continuing on from, you know, what he was able to get on the field and do some amazing stuff against Texas in Austin. But remember, it was part of that ankle injury that season.
Yeah, for me, though, Mike, what Connor Riley said to us on our show Monday was even more concerning. When he said, I saw him recently, and he did not look like the Mr. Adonis that I am familiar at looking at. Okay, so again, and Connor's not on here just banging on guys. He's all pro Georgia. He tries to give you the real. I just feel like part of this not being able to work out and do some of the draft pre-draft stuff may be affecting his other abilities to do other things and work out the way he wants to. But that's concerning to me. And so as much as I've talked about his size and wanting him and if he's there, I got to pause on this, man. And we're 2 days away from the draft. This decision has to be made. If the Falcons are in on him, and I don't know if they are, I'm just saying, like, that's not a concern to you. If your scouts come to you and go, Hey, Terry. Let me tell you what the latest is with Mykel. And I know we really like the kid, but
That's all I'm saying. It may not change a thing, Mike. And you know what? When he gets drafted, this is all going to get addressed, and he's going to be like, look, here's where I'm at, but nobody cared enough to not draft me, and so here we are.
Talented edge rusher, rare physical traits, the size element, something I think you're looking for, the prototypical beast off the edge. For what it's worth, the guy I use as my resource, Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network, he's got Mike Green as far as the top 50 athletes. Mike Green comes in at 21, and Mykel Williams comes in at 22.
Okay.
And we're picking at 15.
Yeah. Well, look,
that's just one man's perspective, but that's I find that interesting.
I find it interesting. No, look, again, it depends on who your boards and you know, how you have your board stacked. I know everybody or lots of you guys are doing mock drafts, and that's all fun. I have no problem with that. Ultimately, though, you have to really figure out what teams are serious about some of these guys. Mm. They all say they are. They're not. It's like Shador. They all say they are. They're not. You have to figure out which ones are. And so for us with the Falcons, we can talk about, you know, all the Georgia stuff. And Mike, look, we've talked about it. You don't draft a Georgia player just to do it.
No, he's got to fit.
If it fits, he's the player you expect, and you feel like he's a difference maker, then God help us. Go do it.
Well, what if Jalen Walker comes in there and he's still available for some crazy trick? Yeah.
Even though
don't know how he fits.
Jalen is a top five player in this draft. You don't pass that up. I am concerned about this whole versatility thing, but it's not my job, Mike. That's Jeff Olbrich's job to figure that out. I'm just telling you as a guy that has talked to a lot of people about, hey, he's really talented. He's really good. But where are you playing him? And Mike likes to say this phrase, you know, hand in the dirt. Right. Well, he ain't that dude. You're not putting him on the edge and saying hand in the dirt and get after it. He's versatile. You're moving him around, and you're trying to create these opportunities and mismatches for him. And so that's what I'm saying. I would prefer where we are right now and the personnel we have, you take X, you put him on the field, Mike, and we know exactly what he's doing and what he's required to do.
And one of the things, regardless of who we're going to get, you know, whether it's edge rush, you know, it's classic, you know, guys, we said hand in the dirt or a linebacker or a corner, or even the very long odds of an offensive tackle. I love the idea of trading down. There was an article written yesterday in Sporting News, and a couple guys, just real quick, everybody wants that big running back. The running back has been reestablished now in the NFL after those two or three years of the NFL running, sort of devaluing the running back position.
Sure.
Part of that was us and the Alliance. We moved up to get Bijan. They moved up to get Jahmyr Gibbs, and these guys are just killing it. The reason I bring it up is everybody loves Ashton Jeanty. Well, he's going to be gone. Jeanty will probably be gone in the top seven picks. But then the next guy up, and you brought his name up a few times, that is a young man from North Carolina. And Omarion Hampton, is that a guy that there could be a slight interest in a number of teams that maybe they trade into where we are, the top 15, to maybe grab him? And is that somebody, if you know, because a quarterback's not likely at this stage, Carl, maybe we get somebody interested in that guy. Then you get into, what do you got? Can I get a second rounder? What's the value system? I think if we could get a second or a third, I'm happy. And if we trade down, I don't know how far you feel comfortable with, but if you look at some of the teams, not everybody in the 20s has the draft stock we need.
No.
See, that's a problem.
But I'm comfortable because this draft, and I'll say this on Thursday to you guys, across the middle rounds is all similar. I'm not telling you the players are equal. What I'm saying is there's no reason for me to move and give you draft capital when I can wait and get the same kind of player where I'm at. So if we move into the late 20s, Mike, or the mid-20s, you're still getting great value. You've added picks. And guess what? You didn't have to give up anything to get a similar type player that you're looking for.
Right.
Example is, look, Jeanty is special, guys. He may be a top three player in this draft. Omarion Hampton, Caleb Johnson out of Iowa, Trayvon Henderson, the two backs out of Ohio State. It's a good, deep running back class for the first six or seven guys. But outside of Jeanty, Mike, these guys all might be the same.
Right.
And why would I trade to go get one when I can just wait to get one?
That is the phrase. A lot of people are saying that basically 25 to 50 is the same dude as far as the talent. And Daniel Jeremiah, I'll quote him again. He was saying a lot of worker bees in this draft and maybe not stars.
All right, man. We got more to get to. Coming up, Falcon Report at 5 o'clock. We will dive into who the Falcons may be in or out on. That is on the way. But when we come back, this conversation has us going. And a lot of you are frustrated, maybe with us. Maybe you're just frustrated with the Hawks. I don't know. We'll talk about it next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
2 days away from the NFL draft, I was just rehashing the reactions of last year's draft when the Falcons picked Michael Penix. And there was a video out of all these different reactions. Kind of made me laugh because everybody shocked. I don't think you're going to feel that way this year, but we'll see. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, plenty more coming up on the Falcons at 5 o'clock. Some guy talk on the way here in less than 10 minutes. Look, if you are mad at the Hawks for the inability to get better, because that's what really what it feels like, be mad at the Hawks. Don't be mad at Mike and I, because we continue to talk about right. what we think this team needs, where it should be going, and hopefully what this is going to look like. But after yesterday, when they relieved the general manager, Landry Fields, of his duties and said, hey, we're searching for a new president of basketball operations, you and I both know this thing could take a turn in a different way. Now, it could be good. Maybe it's going to be good that you know, you get a fresh set of eyes. I don't know if Landry had become satisfied or thinking that, you know, he was content. I think Landry did a couple of good things. There's no debating that. But I also think, Mike, with the decisions that you're about to make, and you've been in the play-in now, and Mike corrected me, 4 years, not three. If not now, when? So if you're not going to make a change now and you say, well, yeah, we'll it'll be another year, but you can't do that. It's like what we've been saying about Terry. Hey, Terry, going into year five, is this a big draft or not? Are we going to get to the playoffs or not? So it doesn't change because, Mike, we're talking about the Hawks, but I get this sense like people are frustrated with where the Hawks are because, you know, oh, you and Mike, well, what are we doing except telling you what we need to do?
Yeah, I mean, guys, I know that there's Hawks fans out there, and the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, you got young stars, you got Dyson Daniels, you got that right. Now, how you got to Dyson Daniels is a bit screwy. You wasted 2 years of Trey's prime career where you tried to do a two-point guard offense, it didn't work, and you wasted 3 first-round picks to get there. But eventually you did get Dyson Daniels back as part of it for DeJounte Murray. Not the way I'd do it, but anyway, that was on Landry Fields' watch. Landry Fields also went with Zachary Sauche, and we certainly feel strong about him, despite obviously some growing pains and a really bad playoff performance the last two games, if we're honest. Sar, we'll see what he is up there in D.C. But as far as where we're standing now, yeah, okay, young guys. Okongwu, we love his game. Seems like a really good four. Go get a rim protector. You got to spend for that. Go get some more athleticism, more shooters off the bench. Got to spend for that. Are you going to spend to one of those tiers, one of those aprons? Trey's dad was listening to the show yesterday. Trey was texting with us, talking to him about, you know, Trey is sick and tired of watching other guys, his peers, playing, and he's at home.
And he's right. He's
Trey,
right.
And Trey wants to stay here in Atlanta. It's been reported by a number of people. We heard it from Trey's dad yesterday. Trey doesn't want to leave. Now, I've said if I was Trey, get me out of here. You know, because I can't get – and coming up in Guy Talk, where does Trey rank in the most disliked or overrated players in the NBA? That poll.
I'm not worried.
I hear you, Trey. But this is where you get into what is the game plan. I mean, at some point, do you feel that, you know, maybe I will, even though we're stuck in this rut, isn't you as an owner, it's your responsibility to put a better product on the floor. And the only way you get out of this rut is you're going to have to spend at some level. Despite, you know, everyone saying, well, it doesn't make any sense to get into a luxury tax when you're not that. Well, when will we get good enough to be in the luxury tax role where it makes sense to do it?
Yeah.
I guess, does that make any sense? I know it's like the chicken and the egg.
It is. Yeah, I was about to say, yes. The wheel before the cart, all that good stuff. I don't know at what point you're there. What I do know is the young core that we have, and the young core you guys continue to talk about, needs to play a lot more together, and they need to be healthy. Meanwhile, the guy that has been here as the star continues to age. We're about to be in year 7 of Trae Young. Here's my question. 7 years, one run to the Eastern Conference Finals. Is that enough? Is that enough for you to buy in and believe that he is and can be the difference maker? And Ray, it's Trey's dad, no disrespect, but I feel like there are a lot of Hawks fans who say, whether he has a supporting cast or not, is he a guy that can take you to the next level? We will never know about 21 because ultimately he stepped on a ref's foot and got injured, but he put on a show. But people have adjusted. Teams have adapted. Trey used to be able to get in the lane, Mike, and throw a lob whenever he wanted to. You know what teams now do? What they do now is they go, we know you're going to throw the lob, so go ahead and shoot it. Oh, you left it short. And then they get the rebound, and there's an outlet pass, and they're running. All of a sudden, the things that were wide open because nobody really knew how good he was until they did, now teams have adjusted. You know what else? They don't let him dribble out there and take guys one-on-one. We're running guys at you. We're blitzing you. Get the ball out of your hands. My point is, I just don't know after 7 years, and you say, well, I've seen some good, I've seen some bad. Some people would tell you, and Mike brought this up earlier, if Luka was here and Trey was somewhere else and Luka was our guy, you would still be believing that he might be able to pull this off because of his size and his ability to shoot over the top of people.
Right.
Many of you don't believe that with Trey. And again, Ray, no disrespect, but this is the real. Where are we going with this franchise? And if you really want to win big in this league and you really want to make runs at championships, these are the hard questions, Mike, that the new person, whoever it is going to have to answer with our new general manager. What's up, Bo?
Funny that we're talking about this right now because we have a tweet from one Trey Young gentleman.
What'd he say?
ATL, heart emoji, 7 years down and last, I won't be in the postseason. So from Trey's mouth right there,
yeah.
What happened this year, it's not going to happen again.
All right, maybe that's what management's telling him. Now, first things first, you got to get a general manager to facilitate all that. And the ownership group has got to spend a little bit more. Because, again, if I have to hear about these stupid aprons, you know, about what, well, this tier or that tier.
You mean the thing I wear when I barbecue?
Yes, exactly. and now apparently.
What is that called?
These on-ramps, these aprons in your driveway that that apparently we avoid like the plague. Look, guys, why are we here? I mean, and this to me, this is why, with all due respect to Steve Koonin, who we love, and his job is to put a public face on it, but he can't explain some of the things these guys do behind the scenes.
Basketball decisions are not, that's solely not Steve.
He's about your game day experience and everything else. And it's a wonderful experience. Thanks, Steve.
It is.
But no, I mean, why are we here? I mean, we're here to compete. The Braves won a World Series. Have they done enough to get back to winning the World Series? I'd say no. I don't think they give their general manager enough money to put us over the top. That's a part of it. What are the Hawks doing? Why are we in the play-in game 4 years in a row? Okay? And if Trey isn't that guy, then make that friggin' hard decision, nut up, and move him on. Because if you don't, he can walk after a year and you get nothing.
It's true. It's true.
Okay? And then if he stays, you're stuck with a guy that can't get you out of the play-in. Right now you're paying him more than $250 million. So, I mean, why are we here? Ownership. I don't give a crap about the real estate. I'm excited we're going to have this nice, big, shiny piece of buildings and restaurants and bars across from the arena.
You don't want to go rooftop drinking?
Yeah! It'll be great for the World Cup when I walk across for my $5,000 World Cup tickets. You know, after I spent $27 on a vodka soda, then walk across the street for $5,000 World Cup tickets.
That's true.
But this is it. I mean, what are we here for, Tony Ressler? Why did you buy an NBA team? To get you leverage for a real estate deal or to win an NBA championship? That's what I want to know. And the guy you hire is going to go a long way to telling us who it is and what your goal is here.
Can I examine this tweet for a second? He didn't say it's the last time he won't be in the playoffs in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, he didn't say that. He just said
Carl Dukes.
I'm just analyzing the tweet from
there
Trey Young.
There are photos of him in an Atlanta Hawks jersey underneath.
Those could be goodbye photos.
Yeah.
He says.
Was his back turned?
His back is turned.
In one of them.
Traditionally, Oren, that means leading on another path.
The last photo is
out
him
of Atlanta.
Walking off the floor
all
to
right.
the locker room.
Oh, yes.
And beyond.
I just want to say this. Look. I hope he's right, but he needed to add some words to this. 7 years down, and last I won't be in the postseason in a Hawks uniform.
Mm.
I'm just saying, he might be right. But guess what? If he goes to the Lakers, he is right. He's going to be in the postseason every year.
But I mean, but this goes back to the Luka thing. Luka's been, one more. He's gone to the finals. I get all that.
See what you've done to me?
I know.
I'm analyzing all these tweets now. I'm doing this stuff that these weirdos do in their basement. Yes, I am. What else did he say right here?
Schlenk brought him in. Now, it wasn't like, by the way, I had a guy hit me up the other day. It was actually today. A guy on Twitter goes, you're making it out like everything Schlenk did. No. Schlenk did not knock it out of the park on everything. He did get us Jalen Johnson. He did get us Onyeka Okongwu.
Yeah, but at the end, his hands were tied. But I'm going to defend Travis. At the end, when he wanted to move guys, he wanted to trade John Collins 2 years before they did it.
And they wouldn't let him do it.
They didn't let him do it. Okay?
But he also thought that Trey was a better answer than Luka, which got us back to your initial points in this conversation, that a bigger man, size, Carl Duke says, always matters.
Size matters.
And the big dude can do his thing. Now, we thought we were bringing the Golden State East Coast version, but we never got Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Harrison Barnes, Iguodala, Livingston, all those role players that came off the bench. We never got that far because Cam Reddish was a bust, right? DeAndre Hunter eventually never lived up to his expectations. We just unfortunately missed on more guys than we hit on. We had other guys who wanted out. So, I mean, to me, you could argue that Trey is the constant in the equation, but he has never had the fellow star. They have never put another star next to him. You like Jalen Johnson. I like Jalen Johnson.
I do.
Got to stay healthy. John Collins, and you guys who support John Collins, what are you smoking? John Collins is just a dude. John Collins is an overpaid NBA player that was an inconsistent jump shooter and didn't have enough lead in his dumper to be in the paint.
No,
and wasn't consistent enough for pick and roll game we needed.
You're right. When you said, "What are you smoking?" I coughed. It just sounded weird. Like,
what are you smoking, Carl Dukes?
It was just a weird
puff,
timing.
Puff, pass.
Yeah, it was timing. I'm sorry, Mike. It just made me laugh.
Puff, puff, pass, yes. Pat McAfee.
Oh, looked at me like, that was just weird timing.
Their momentum movement was from a fake punch. That's what got a little juice for.
We don't do that on this show. You're right. You are right. Hey, listen, are we going to be bold enough to either do something around Trey, who, again, and I'm making fun, he says he wants to be here. You got to take a man's word for it, right? Okay, fine. Until otherwise, he's not, up until this point, at least publicly, Mike, said he wants out. So we got to take his word for it. But you're either going to be bold and make a move around him, or you're going to be bold, Mike, and make a move without him.
Right. Now, I mean, what I love to see, for instance, right now, close your eyes, not if you're driving. The Hawks have signed for a incredible deal, a guy like Miles Turner.
Okay.
So now you've got the rim protector. You got Okongwu can just kind of be the four.
Yeah.
Jalen Johnson.
Like it.
Yang off the bench with Caris LeVert. You got to go send that something.
Yes.
We ain't got that right now.
All right, man. What do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
All right. We mentioned it earlier. We were talking with our good buddy, Ross Tucker, talking about they're doing a deal with the Bats, taking him back to his old bar he used to sneak into in high school. So we're getting into like when your bar is where you could sneak into. And I had a story about one time we were at the bar and the cops raided the joint. I'll tell Carl that. Also, guys, if you are a very busy business traveler, grab your socks and pull. It's going to get really expensive to park at the world's busiest airport. I'll explain in depth next.
Be one that is light.
Where the players play. Hey, guys, we'll be live from Mercedes-Benz Thursday on the field. Come on down and join us, man. It'll be one of those cool, cushy Fieldside Suites. Nice way to do a show.
They serving drinks?
Well, once the bar opens.
Okay, fair enough.
We can try to sneak some in if you want, but they kind of frown on that at the security checkpoint. But we'll be there,
is
guys.
Is that a fifth, sir?
2 to 7. For medicinal purposes only, sir. And I have not broken the seal on that bottle of Maker's Mark.
That's right.
But hey, we'll be down there 2 to 7 on Thursday, guys, getting ready for the draft. Interesting, we're just talking about Trae Young, which always gets people fired up. And Carl trying to read the tea leaves of his latest social media posting. And some guys saying, Carl, you're making him freak out. Trey's not leaving Atlanta. He said this is the last time he's going to be not in the playoffs.
He did not specifically say
here in Atlanta
or
repping the A.
We, this is not
the royal we.
Yes, this will be the last time we will not be in the playoffs as the Atlanta Hawks.
Well, yeah. He just knows that he's going to be here next year. Maybe not everybody that's on the team right now is going to be on the team next year, Carl.
No, y'all know I'm telling the truth on this. This tweet is incomplete.
He's going to look really exciting playing with LeBron, obviously, and Luka. It'll be a three-point guard offense. Can three-ball-dominant point guards coexist? Real quick, Trey, the good news is, no, I'm not taking the bait, okay? Or I'm very funny. If I was here in Atlanta, by the way, I would totally live on Beltline.
Ooh.
Led by Rathbuns. I go have steaks every day.
easy walk.
But, yes, I would.
Would you walk on the Beltline, Luca, or just walk to Rathbun's on the Beltline?
I would perhaps walk. I may get the scooter, and I would scoot to all my favorite restaurants.
It's a good way to do it. It's a great food town, man.
Wait, what is this? Why you play with him shut? All right, good news, guys. Trey is no longer the most overrated player in the minds of his peers. Now, again, not everybody of the 450 contracted NBA players on a regular contract, in other words, the main guys, have responded to this anonymous poll that comes out every year. 90 guys responded to 450, so roughly 20%.
Okay.
Meanwhile, here's where it shakes out. The most overrated players, as told to The Athletic, in an anonymous player poll with 14.4%, your winner is Tyrese Haliburton.
Interesting.
Who is a taller version of Trey. Who basically takes Trey's spot on the Olympic team this last year. And he said that he was the human victory cigar.
Well, remember his tweet after the Olympics when about the project where you didn't put in on it.
Right.
Haliburton didn't do jack at the Olympics. That's interesting, Mike. Look, I've thought that Haliburton is somewhat overrated, but I've been reluctant because, you know, there are games I've seen him just put up 15 assists in the first half, and you're like, wow.
Right.
But his shooting motion, he's not a real scorer, I guess. I'm kind of with that.
I'm with you. Hey, man, number two, and this is a guy that is generally every year in the top three. He comes from France, Rudy Gobert. A lot of guys feel that he is soft as Charmin and a little bit dirty and a bit of a crybaby. So Rudy gets 10%. Coming in at number three with 8.9% of the vote, Trae Young. Most overrated.
Really?
90, so 8.9% of 90. So you can extrapolate that, guys. So basically,
how is this
seven
still
or eight
a
guys.
Thing, Mike?
I don't know. Don't kill them. But it is interesting. Now, this is where it gets a little sideways. So those are guys that are generally usual suspects in this poll. Number four, Jimmy Buckets coming in with a 5.5% of the vote.
Really?
Yeah. Bradley Beal. Well, again, he didn't do anything. Draymond Green, his lip now, more known for his lip than his grip, some would say, on the floor.
Yeah.
Ja Morant tied for fifth with Bradley Beal and Draymond Green. Not on the floor, and a lot of people feeling that maybe some, even his own peers maybe feel that some of this stuff is too much off
the
court.
Well, the thing is, Ja's become like a highlight, right?
Right?
I mean, it's great that he can dunk and do all the things he does, but he ain't winning. He's not winning enough.
Right.
Now, and Mike, they got embarrassed. We didn't even bring this up. They got embarrassed in that first game against OKC. Like, we can talk about the Hawks all you want. They lost by 50.
In a playoff game.
And so, yeah, I don't – okay.
Right.
John on the list, I'm not surprised.
But after this now, you're really getting down to two players voted because when you get down to 90, it's 2%. I mean, you're getting down to less. So then some of these are just guys with an axe to grind. Giannis, fake tough guy Dylan Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
Paul George, Tyler Hero. Well, there's always the white guy hate. But anyway, there's some of that down there at the end. You've also got – Sabonis comes in tied for 10th. Zion tied for 10th, by the way. I thought was interesting. But that I thought that was kind of, you know, nice to see Trey not on the top of that list for the first time in a while.
Yeah, look, and again, we talk about this. Some of this stuff, it's, you know, year by year. And I don't think Trey's overrated. I don't, Mike. I don't think he's an overrated dude. I think he's asked to do a lot more than other stars because he doesn't have or hasn't had the supporting cast.
All right, man. I saw this today on one of the websites that covers Georgia news, and I retweeted at Mike Bell ATL. Now, I don't know. I fly maybe five or six. Well, maybe it's maybe eight or nine. Depends on how busy we are with our jobs. But a lot of guys do fly out of Atlanta a lot for work with all the Fortune 500 companies based here. Starting May 1st, parking rates at Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson will increase. Hourly is going to go up from $3 to $10.
What?
So even if you're going to stop and by to pick up grandma, it's going to be $10 while you're waiting for her there up the top of the escalator. And daily goes from $19 to $30.
What?
At Hartsfield-Jackson. Yes.
Who's responsible for this?
The people that run Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Now, again, all the parking spaces that have been added, I've been parking a lot at ATL Next. It doesn't say anything about that spot. But
Not yet.
So again, according to ATL Uncensored, breaking news around Atlanta and Georgia, that's the story. And I followed it up, and apparently this is kosher.
I don't like it.
Me neither.
I don't like it.
Highway robbery. And for folks in a pinch, it's one thing if you got plenty of time, but who has plenty of time when sometimes the waits take forever to get to one of those parking, like the parking spot or one of those off-site spots where you have to wait for the shuttle bus when sometimes all you want to do is freaking get home?
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, so I'm taking the family on a vacation now, and it's costing me half just to park. Like, what are we talking about here? If we're gone for 7 days, and you just said it was, what, $30 a day now?
Yeah, $210.
Come on, man. That's ridiculous. I mean, seriously. Who did this?
Yeah, AJC's got it, too. Domestic, again, $19 to $30. The Atlanta West deck will also cost $30.
What councilman is behind this, Mike?
Yeah, well, again, Bill Campbell's not here to get greased, okay? So you can just table that one. This is just simple supply and demand and economics.
We build the amazing airport we have.
And
you're
we finally had the parking.
Who did this?
Economy parking, according to AJC, goes from $14 to $20.
Mike.
Not very economical, isn't it? $20.
You're coming out of a C-note just for a five-day trip for parking?
Domestic park ride lots will increase to $15 a day for uncovered, up from $10 a day.
Oh, you answer me. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
So again, some of these rates, literally, I did the math, are tripling. You can read the AJC article as well.
Where are you parking again?
I park.
Well, do you want to tell them? Because they'll probably raise the rates.
Well, honestly, you know, Carl, I don't have kids and I don't care. I just park hourly.
You just spend it.
I don't give a crap. I park as close as possibly as I can because I want to get out of there when I get out of the car, I get off the plane, I want to get back in the car and I jet.
They are going to make that pickup traffic worse, though, because now no one's going to want to park.
Yes, to Day-Day's point, it's going to be an absolute disaster getting in and out.
Who did this? You answer me.
Atlanta Hartsfield checks it. But, well, after this comment, you and I will never be the voice of the airport.
Oh, you think we're going to take Ryan's spot on that?
Or Steak's face on that billboard when you're coming up the escalator.
What's your airplane t-shirt, guys? Never going to see that, huh? Yeah. This is my airplane shirt.
I got to be honest. I got on the plane train when I went the last time I traveled. Right. I was like, are you serious right now? It was our buddy Ryan Cameron. I was like, really, Ryan? Really? Welcome to the plane train. I'm like, oh, hell. All right. But, Mike, you're right. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just feel like that's a little
I know.
Excessive.
It's a double. I mean, well, and guess what? And now the economy's in the – well, don't get me started. Anyway, good day at Wall Street slightly, but, you know, haven't gotten whole yet. How about you as far as my retirement fund? But enough about us. Hey, man, over in Alabama and other states around the country, they are up in arms because folks are spending hours at their local DMV. Reason being, they've got to get the real ID. Speaking of air travel, May 7th is the deadline from Homeland Security and all that and TSA. If you do have a Georgia license with a star on it, you're kosher. You're okay. So again, there's basically on your driver's license. I got to get a new one anyway. Mine's about to expire. But if you got the star on it, whether it's a color ID or black and white, the star is good. You're fine. If you don't have the star, you're gonna have a problem when you go through TSA. You may get screwed if you don't have your passport or some other form of ID with you.
No doubt, and they're not joking around with this. Like if you plan on traveling between any time in the summer or beyond, got to get it done.
So get it on, people in Alabama. I was reading a story from the Birmingham TV station. They were saying, "Yeah, guys, literally 2 and 3 hours." Folks are, "That's it for me. I got things to do, like get back in my car and yell at Feinbaum." Anyway, so that's what's going on over there.
A passport to go from over the border to Florida.
Yes, well, the free state of Florida. Please don't get your facts straight. Now, as far as ID, we were talking about this earlier. Ross Tucker joined us, and he had a pretty cool promotion with Labatt's Beer in his hometown up in Wysoming, Pennsylvania. He's going to be basically hanging out at his like high school bar, the bar that he first got his first beer in. Carl and I were talking about the first bar you could be able to sneak into, whether it was in a big city, small town, or what was the first bar you – or maybe you never drank underage with fake ID.
No, the first time I ever drank underage without a fake ID, I was in Costa Rica. That was at a festival, and I felt real. Like a real baller.
Don't even call Imperial, it over there,
no.
Do they?
No, just walked up and asked for it Imperial, and they gave it to me.
You could be a baby over there, Mike. Bye-bye. And they give you a drink.
Just gave me a beer.
Man, we talked about it. I was 14. I got into Lemon Tree, a bar in Queens. I was so surprised I got in. I was shocked. I'm downstairs. Bartender goes, "What are you drinking?" I go, "Ah, what does Dad have?" In the dad's voice, "I'll have a 7 and 7. Now, meanwhile, we were talking about this earlier off the air. I'll just make it real quick. Carl's met one of my best friends, my buddy Munson, who also, like me, looked like he was 23 when he was 14.
Sure.
Munson and I had full mustaches, the whole shebang. There was a dive bar in Belmore, one town over from where I grew up in Long Island. And I don't know if you ever had, you have a bar you could sneak into Day-Day when you were a kid?
Yeah, no. I was a late bloomer. I didn't start all that.
Well, you're a good man. You're a good boy. Day-Day plays by the rules, Carl.
Yeah. Look, man, I feel like I was so afraid of getting caught, right? That it was that fear allowed me not to want to do it, even though I was wanting to cross that line. Because I had friends like you, Mike, who were they looked grownish, as my mom would say, and they were not, and they could get away with it. But I was always like, man, if I get caught, I know I'm gonna get killed.
Right.
I just couldn't do it, and so. But trust me, I made up for it when I turned 21.
Right on. No, I'm in there. So we got. I'm 17. And it was like the day before high school football practice was going to start.
You guys got tore up?
No, it was my 17th birthday.
Oh.
17 shots, Carl. 17 that day. But before that, I got sideways. Two Nassau County cops come in. They basically raid the bar for underage drinking. And there was kids that were like juniors in there drinking and stuff. And everybody's getting thrown out. Literally, I on the soul of my father, cop comes over to Munson and I, basically kind of slaps us both on the back. He goes, hey, guys, be straight with me. You see any underage drinking in here tonight? I go, honestly, officer, we saw some high school kids trying to get in. But they chased him out. They're pretty cool over here.
But you guys.
Or, true story.
You guys. I told, did that dude know your dad or something like that?
Yeah, honestly. Well, you've seen the photos of me when I was lead singer. I just looked older. Munson looked like Mark Gastineau when he was a junior in high school, for crying out loud. But that's how we got in the bars. Anyway, you kids out there, you stay away from that stuff. But we were just talking about some of that underage drinking. Hey, real quick, I got time for one more. We got a jet. Did you see what happened to Shaq last night on TNT?
I did not.
He had to take a bathroom break live on TV.
He had to go?
I don't know what they got for their spread last night, but apparently Ernie and Kenny and Charles, they were cutting it up. I might have been between Pistons, Knicks.
Spicy.
And the Nuggets and Clippers. By the way, Thibodeau was crying like a bee last night. So was everybody else. And, you know, Cunningham, he gets to the basket, he gets a foul, and Brunson doesn't. By the way, when is Thibodeau going to clip that one little clump of hair that, like, Mitch Evans used to have? Remember our beloved Mitch Evans? Mitch Evans had, like, three hairs in the front of his forehead. Like, who are you fooling? Just cut it off, Thibodeau. Let it go. But anyway, Shaq apparently interrupted Kenny Smith and said, he basically cuts in front of the camera and Shaq speed walks. Kenny goes, hey, you all right, big fella? And he basically just kind of waved, hey, man. He goes, keep going. And then Charles Barkley goes, hey, take some matches with you. That was last night on TNT.
Some of us have to go in there sooner or later.
Hey, man, that's Guy Talk right here on Dukes and Bell.
Oh, that's great. All right, guys. Who are they in on? Who are they out on? Last year, 2 days before the draft, I came into this show and said, Mike, what if they drafted a quarterback? And Mike said, you are absolutely out of your mind. And I said, what if they are convicted on taking a quarterback and that guy's name is Michael Penix? All right, stay right there. We're going to have this conversation for this year's draft next.
I think the other thing about Kawhi is, you know,
You all right, big fella?
Yeah. You know, catching a crap. Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.